Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo, Thursday evenings live at 7:30 p.m. Real talk for those who live outside the matrix. Call me now and join the conversation at 347-826-9597 or hail me up on Twitter at Real Miss Cleo or visit me at conversationswithcleo.com. Become a part of the economic evolution. Red or blue? You decide, star.
Teaches wisdom, and over the past few years, I've had just about every kind of experience. I'ma shed a few tears. So at this stage of my life, to be honest with you, I really don't care whether or not I have the approval of a few of my peers. Cause here, I divert for a little while, you know, and the calls from my so-called friends stopped. I guess them think me lost it, cause if them not hear me, then my must flop down. Well, I want to listen to this, right down to the last minute detail. And hopefully, this will be the last time them compare me to any other female. To be considered half as good as a man, a woman has to work twice as hard. And me work 100 times as hard. And them still give me half-hearted regard. But I don't know. I love it. As I wouldn't strive to be an overachiever if I wasn't considered such an underdog. And you best believe that, guys, I can. So I'ma say, big up all of my fans, love it to the max, you know the important ones. And to my enemies, thanks for the motivation. And may God give you the strength to stay strong, because I know I will. Trust me.
I was born in the Congo. I walked through the Fertile Crescent and built a Sphinx. I designed a pyramid so tough that a star that only glows every 100 years falls into the center, giving divine, perfect light. I am bad. I sat on the throne drinking nectar with Allah. I got hot and sent an ice age to Europe to cool my thirst. My oldest daughter is Nefertiti. The tears from my birth pains created the Nile. I am a beautiful woman. I gazed on the forest and burned out the Sahara Desert. With a packet of goat's meat and a change of clothes, I crossed it in 2 hours. I'm a gazelle, so swift, you can't catch me. For a birthday present when he was 3, I gave my son Hannibal an elephant. He gave me Rome for Mother's Day. My strength flows ever on. My son Noah built new ark, and I stood proudly at the helm as we sailed on a soft summer day. I turned myself into myself and was Jesus. Men intone my loving name. All praises. I am the one who would save. I sold diamonds in my backyard. My bowels deliver uranium. The filings from my fingernails are semi-precious jewels. On a trip north, I caught a cold and blew my nose, giving oil to the Arab world. I am so hip, even my errors are correct. I sailed west to reach east and had to round off the earth as I went. The hair from my head thinned and gold was laid across 3 continents. I am so perfect, so divine, so ethereal, so surreal. I cannot be comprehended except by my permission. I mean, I can fly like a bird in the sky.
At the end of a long day, I like to retreat to the veranda in my backyard, stare up at the sky, gaze at the stars, drink a little wine, smoke a little something sometime. I open my mind and my heart to all the possibilities. And one night I thought, what if all of this is one crazy experiment? What if there is no heaven and no hell? What if we are not alone? What if dogs come from another planet? What if canines, felines, dolphins, and elephants are a higher intelligence? What if the dinosaurs came here, thrived, and left right before the Egyptians arrived? What if we are a creation of a greater being's imagination? What if the stars in the sky are a grand treasure map to the answers we so intensely seek? What if we are all aliens, hybrids of Venusians, Martians, and Jupiterians, the offspring of a planetary union? What if Earth was a hotbed of free universal love? What if there is an intergalactic travel agency that specializes in the human experience, an all-inclusive holiday? Choose your status, your culture, your geography. Make reservations early to choose your gender and sexuality. Otherwise, it's first come, first serve. And when the life is done, the intergalactic traveler returns home. What if there are stargates, triangles, and portals that allow each and every one of us to move about the universal cabin without fear? What if beings from other planets and places in space study us like we study animals? That would certainly explain all the stories about alien abduction. What if when we sleep, we really exist somewhere else? Perhaps a different dimension or a parallel universe. And when we are awake, we exit here, wherever that might be. What if we create every moment we speak? What if time is something man-made of? What if we all have the power to create and heal? What if Scotty really can beam me up? So many possibilities. I sat for a moment without thinking, quietly. And then it occurred to me, what if this is simply part of the journey? And when I return home and you're in the area, stop by for a visit and let's have some fun. You can usually find me hanging out on the seventh rock from the sun. What if? Good evening, my dears, and welcome to Conversations with Cleo. It is September the 5th, 2013. It is also a new moon in, I do believe it is in Virgo. And we also are navigating a 9-day, according to ancient Egyptian numerology, a day that stands for completion, protection, and power. Happy birthday, first and foremost, to all of my Virgos out there. I hope if you celebrated your birthday near the end of August that you had a lovely one. And if you have celebrated in this first week as well, I hope you have had a lovely one. If you get a chance, go ahead and stop by Conversations with Cleo and click on Galactic Guide. There are Cleoscopes, is what I'm calling them. Not so much horoscopes, not so much numerology scopes, but they are Cleoscopes, which is kind of just a capsulated way to take a look at the month that you have in front of you and how both the new moon and the full moon might impact you. So go ahead, stop by. We'll be doing, it's a new feature, and we've kind of changed up the cosmic update, the cosmic calendar. We had that for a little while, and we've kind of find two different sites that will allow you to monitor the solar activity of the sun, the solar flares, the CMEs, etc., etc., etc. If you click on the actual sun, it will take you to one website, and if you click on the other, there are just two links there.
We'll take you both. We'll walk you through the details of the activity on the sun. And on September the 4th, which was yesterday, 8 solar flares. I find it quite interesting, not really ironic and not coincidental, because I don't believe in coincidence, but there were 8 solar flares on a day that had an 8 numerology. You know what? I love to do these kind of shows because it is part of the way that I navigate my life and move about this vast universe. I have to let you all know, I missed you last week. Thank you so much for being so understanding and listening to the rebroadcast of the dropping of Full Moon Madness. Nice, easy way to get in a little more self-promotion. Bring you guys up to speed. Anybody that's new, that's arrived, you can hear it again perhaps a little bit further down. We dropped it at the end of March, and so a lot of times people just go back to the on-demand episodes, maybe 6-7 episodes back, and I get it. I probably would do the same thing. And for those of you out there that are curious, Cleo, did you meet your deadline? Absolutely, I did, darlings. I met my deadline on the 31st. I was very delighted. I was very grateful. It had been a long day, but a very productive day, and it had been a very productive last few weeks. And so, again, your patience with me is greatly, greatly appreciated. Right at the top of the show here, what we're trying to do, if someone tweets me out a question, and some of them, I'm not going to judge the question, but sometimes we get the questions back here and I take a moment to answer the question on the air so that no one thinks that anyone is perpetrating a fraud out there, that they don't think that I am the real Miss Cleo, whatever that means. I am Cleo. I am Y. Cleo Malie Harris. Welcome. Come on in, sit down, because you can call me just Cleo, you know. But if you call me Miss Cleo, please do the MS, because that's the way I like it. So this question came from at Castellini. I hope I am pronouncing it correctly. It's at Castellini. And his question was, are you the Miss Cleo from TV? What I do have to appreciate at Castellini is that you did use the MS, so mad love for that. And yes, I am. Just to let people know that, it's no grand secret that I'm on Twitter. However, there are a whole bunch of other folks out there in the world perpetrating a fraud on whatever level in cyberspace. So I do appreciate the question. No worries. And just a few more validations so that you get your full. Did not go to jail. Did not own the company. And I reside in lovely downtown Lake Worth. Happier than a pig in shit and living my life quietly with my partner, my puppy, and a wonderful group of family, which is comprised of family and friends, and I love them all. So, Castellini, I hope you had a wonderful long weekend. I hope everyone had a wonderful long weekend. Thanks for the question. You all know that I get the questions, and if it's something that I can address on the air, I absolutely will. I worked half of the weekend and then tried to relax the rest of the weekend and still wound up working because, when you work for yourself, I saw it go. Let's see. I want to make sure that I covered all of the prep. Just in case there was a little bit of confusion, yesterday we ran a show that actually aired when I was still on a different channel. And it was all about how to navigate and how to get the most out of 2013, how to make 2013 work for you. And I do these shows each year at the top of the year. I do them on my own platform, and then I visit a few other platforms, New York, Chicago, a few other places. And some we do predictions, and then others what we do is we talk about the challenges and the dynamics that may be presented by the universe. For me, I genuinely believe that the stars, the planets, and the sun and the moon are part of a grand, grand treasure map that does assist us every day if we would observe it for so many thousands of years, and I mean thousands and thousands of years, you have had kings and queens and lords and ladies who have utilized the knowledge, the connection of individuals such as myself, soothsayers, astrologers, astronomers, all of these vibrations. It is only in modern times and more specifically in the West that it is mocked and disregarded outside of the Native American culture and community. Certainly they still adhere to it. And because the West now is such a potpourri, such a melting pot, I would imagine that there is a large, large percentage of individuals who utilize some form of education or knowledge about the universe as they navigate their life. I know that I do, and I, to be perfectly honest with you, I can't care what anybody else thinks of what or how I navigate. I certainly hope for nothing but respect, but I am not moved by the mocking. It does not disturb me. I have learned one too many lessons. So this show today is going to be about the balance of 2013. We are in the last third of the year. We have a couple of eclipses coming up. We have some very, very busy activity going on in the universe that we'll also be addressing, and how it relates to what is actually going on right now today. So even with that, we will still be taking that grand treasure map and still touching in the 3D as we navigate the 4D. I did want to go ahead at the top of the show. There's only one story that I heard only a very little bit about yesterday and very little bit about today, and that may change in the coming days, not because of me, but just because it seems like the victim or the individual, as well as her attorney, are out there doing their shows, their press conferences, etc. So I would imagine that you will be hearing about it soon, perhaps not this weekend, but certainly at the top of next week. However, on March 17th this year, in Los Angeles, in a part of LA known as Koreatown. And so to all of my West Coast listeners, those of you who live in LA, you all know where Koreatown is. I remember when Koreatown wasn't Koreatown. The signs in the area are actually in Korean as well as English. And those of you who remember some history 20 years ago, during 21, actually, during the LA riots, you heard stories which were very accurate and very true about many members of the Korean community taking to their roofs and pulling out their own guns to defend their stores during the looting, etc., etc. As well as Latasha Harlins and the rift between the Korean community and the Black community back in 1991 when Latasha was murdered, in my opinion, by an elder Korean store owner. And that occurred in March. Trayvon's murder occurred in March. Got to take a look at March. That's starting to look pretty interesting. All right, as we say, then we discussed numerology and so on and so forth. But March 17th, in Koreatown, a young Korean woman, because it doesn't matter what flavor somebody is wrong, and when we need to stop and ask for an explanation, this is not an indictment of any militia. This is not an indictment of any police department. There is good and bad everywhere. There is nowhere where that balance does not effectuate itself. There's a young woman arrested. She's standing outside of a nightclub / eatery in Koreatown with two male friends. They were waiting for a ride for a sober friend to come pick them up. The police came by, felt that she was too intoxicated, and they arrested her for public intoxication. As they put her in handcuffs, put her in the police cruiser. As the cruiser is driving, this is caught by cameras on Olympic Boulevard, which is a large thoroughfare in Los Angeles. I think it's four lanes going either direction, and it's not a freeway. The camera footage from the Big Brother cameras showed the woman falling out of the car and into the ground. And the woman was in a medically induced coma for bleeding on the brain, and her jaw was shattered. She has had 3 surgeries so far and is missing 7 of her teeth. And she is a young woman in her 20s, just getting ready to graduate from Loyola Marymount, which is a very, very nice private college in Westchester. And seriously, this is a young woman, and she is absolutely gobsmacked. She said all she quite recalls is waking up with her jaw wired shut and being in an awful lot of pain. The police commander, I believe his last name was, I think his name is Andrew Smith, I don't want to misspeak, said that if there is not an investigation already opened, there will be. This happened almost 6 months ago. There should have been, it should not have necessitated this young woman suing the Los Angeles Police Department in order for us to be able to hear about this atrocity. Again, it does not matter what flavor Ms. Noonien is. She is a human being. She is a woman. She is a citizen. She was breaking no grand law. I mean, interesting, if we're going to send a message that while you are standing outside waiting for a sober friend to come pick you up, that that's a problem, and that that could get you arrested in and thrown out of a car, fall out of a car. I don't know how you fall out of the car, because doors are not supposed to be like that. However, comma, there are many questions coming on this, and I indeed want all of you out there that give the same fervor to indignation when we feel it has happened to one of ours. And I'm speaking to my black brethren right now. We have to show the same. Ladies, we are women. We all have crutches. This young woman, what was this? For those of us who are mothers, you understand? I have daughters, both older than this young woman, but I have daughters, and that would just alarm me to no end. I would be so disturbed by that setup and the fact that something like that could happen to my daughter. So, again, I do want us all to keep a very close eye on this, and certainly, while she is suing civilly, it is so much more than that. This is so much more than about a piece of money. This is about taking bad eggs out of the vibration of those that are actually out there trying to do an effective job. So just in bringing that to some closure, we will be keeping our eyes on that, my dears. All right, we are going to take another quick break. I'm going to take a little sip of my coffee and my water. Do you know if you ever have a little slight headache sometimes, that if you have a little cup of coffee or maybe an espresso, it'll make the headache go right away? And you understand, people say, well, coffee's not always good for you. I don't know what they tell me. I like my coffee. Sometimes I like it too much. But here's the deal. Better you take an espresso, better you drink a little coffee than to pop an Advil, than to pop a Tylenol, than to pop a whatever, because everything seems to have some pretty interesting side effects nowadays, my dears. So if we can do it the natural way, then let's rock and roll. All right, we're going to start out this next set of music. I don't know if you all remember, a month and a half back there, I had my dear friend Black come on the show, and he absolutely was so wonderful to share some new music that he had recently released on his project entitled Eardrum Therapy. So we are going to go ahead and we are going to play Remedy. I do believe this one is my favorite.
Your pain is the breaking of the shell that encloses your understanding. It is the bitter potion by which the physician within you heals your sick self. Therefore, trust the physician and drink his remedy in silence and tranquility. Yeah. by which the physician within you heals your sick self. Therefore, trust the physician and drink his remedy in silence and tranquility. Your pain is the breaking of a shell that encloses your understanding. Therefore, trust the physician and drink his remedy in silence and tranquility.
to blame me. Cause you're the one that changed, I've been the same me. And I've been by your side like you're two-way. And like a pager with no clamp, that's how you lose me. So my friends come to help me get over you. Cause they're sick and tired of seeing what I go through. I put all of my things on the U-Haul. And I won't accept it all whenever you call.
No conversation, you can keep your words. Cause 90% I done already heard. How long did you think that I was sitting here for?
Thank you.
Some Tony. So I started with some smooth young man and I ended with some other not so smooth young man. Tony, they're getting a little bit older now, just like we all are. Look here, method to my madness in the playing of that music, because it will play in to the consult here, are the knowledge that I want to share with my Virgos. With my Virgos, if I could talk, we could get through it, right? To my Virgos, yes, my dears. Again, to all of you out there, there's a few areas that are very specific for you all, but I want to just review. I love the hook and the lyric in Remedy. I hope you all were listening to that. Like I said, I think that's my favorite. But that's kind of what we're doing here. So that set it in motion with this new moon, with this vibration. It will be up to my Virgos to go and seek your remedies. It's a perfect time for a new beginning. I don't care how tough the last couple of years have been, how tough this year has been, actually, since holiday time, perhaps Thanksgiving, Christmas. There were some changes, some that you were ready for, some not so much. As we have moved through this year, you have been challenged on more than one level, on more than one issue, things of the past. Don't bury it, but please work to let it go. Please work to heal yourself. I would love for you to open yourself up to some new activities, even if it's trying a new food, or if it's a new hobby, or if it is trying to play an instrument, something that is out of your comfort zone, something that causes you to stretch beyond what you actually may have even thought you were capable of. This is that time. A new moon is a creative time. It is about beginnings, and it is happening in a time in for Virgos that is so inspiring, magical, building in this foundational year. And so you have the rest of this year to my Virgos to start to create what it is you choose for your life in 2014. And understand that for all of us, in particular our Virgos, right now, in the beginning of the last third of the year, everything from this point forward will be about preparation and coming into preparation for 2014. We say, Miss Cleo, aren't you kind of rushing it? Not really. I don't know if you all have noticed, but time seems to be running off like somebody is chasing it with a dog. it's fascinating. And again, for those Virgos out there, career and job, what is it that you want to do? Do you want to go back to school? Is there a task? Is it time to change it up? Is it time to change up your responsibility level? Is that something, do you perhaps carry too much responsibility now and you'd like to work smarter and not harder? Perhaps you feel you are ready for more responsibility. Whatever the case may be, I do want you to be thoughtful about this change. Do not allow it to be a reaction. Be quite thoughtful. And it's not that my nines or my Virgos for that matter jump and make decisions. However, with so much that is going on in the universe right now, reactionary movements, reactionary decisions are not surprising to me, but if you have the intel, if you have the one-up, I would advise strongly, stop, think, even go talk to someone that you trust. Often Virgos are individuals born in the 9 month. Do not trust a grand amount of people. They hold things very close. They actually have good poker faces. Virgos do. So I would advise you, if you're not a Virgo, don't play poker with a Virgo, because they really can show you one face while they are feeling something quite different inside. I'll tell one more secret about any of my nines, individuals born in a 9 month, far more sensitive than you might imagine, and far more difficult to read than one would imagine. So just be aware that step lightly. Ah, I'm sorry, I'm yawning. I don't know what it is. Am I boring myself? Step lightly. Individuals, all of you right now, around your Virgos, perhaps even some of your Libras, because the waters are interestingly charged. And that is figuratively as well as literally, as we watch Tropical Storm Gabrielle or Gabriela do her thing near Puerto Rico and the VIs, both the United States, Virgin Islands, as well as the British Virgin Islands. I have brethren there, so you all keep your head low and keep your feet up off the ground so you don't get your toes wet. Wishing everybody safe passage through the storm, understanding that tropical storms can be equally as damaging as a Hurricane 1 or a Hurricane 2, as they rate them. As we continue to move on a bit from my dear Virgos, I celebrate you. I really hope that you all are excited about the coming time. Please do not lament. Get excited and get creative. At the beginning of 2013, and if for those of you who tuned into yesterday's show, we talk about the fact that this is a 4 year, 13. 1 plus 3 equals 4. The number 4 is a foundational number. Literally, it stands for mother, foundation, and home. Those things that are constant to our evolution as individuals, as beings on this planet. And 2014 will be a year of creativity because it is the number 5. And the number 5 literally stands for family, children, love, and creativity, all things of a creative nature. Many folks in 2012, is the world coming to an end? Ray. I already told you all that was not what was going to happen. However, karma, what did happen is the world as we know it is changing. It's not the flip of a switch. It's not some climatic crescendo, but it is happening. Ticky, 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 ticky. It's like a growing plant. You can't necessarily see the plant unless you have one of those special cameras where you see it unfold. But each and every day, something is changing. Look at the solar flare activity in just the last year or so. Look at the level of craziness that is happening around the planet. The activity going on elsewhere in the universe. There are new moons popping up and new planets, and they're talking about going to Mars. And I mean, so things, the world as we know it is changing, which means that we are going to have to adapt as well. So I look at a 4 year, a foundational year, such as you would clearing away debris and building. We are now, 8 months into the building and setting up our foundation so that we have a solid place to build from. We are that far into the ballgame. And some of us still have some cabinets maybe to take out. Some of us still need to pull up some bad carpet or perhaps still add on a room, perhaps put up some drywall. And that's the analogy that I'm using, because we still have 4 months to get ourselves very soundly foundationally ready to be creative and to reap the rewards of the work that we have been putting in this year, in a foundational year. So understand, when I talk about the number four, that's what I'm speaking to. Because this is a 4 year. And we as individuals can create what we choose. Because we speak our creations. And we create every moment we speak. It's not just a line in a poem for me. It's what I believe. It's what I know. A dear, dear friend, oh my goodness, must have been last year, gave me a most valuable, valuable, valuable tool for my journey while I am in this place, in this third dimension. And he said, manifest in a place where failure does not exist. And for some of you out there, you're listening to me and you're saying, well, Miss Cleo, that sounds good. You know, that's really a serial and, you know, maybe it should be on a poster. Well, respect, but I'm going to tell you something. I took that knowledge and I sat down with something that I needed to manifest that was very mundane. And I manifested and I created it in a place where failure did not exist. And guess what? I did not fail. And I was so tickled. And I tried it again. And now it is a part of my everyday navigation. Because I create every moment I speak. And these are creations that I choose. Stop letting people or dynamics or vibrations that you know are out of your control. Stop letting them create for you what your journey looks like. I believe a few weeks ago on Poetic Design, Poetic Designs at PD Radio, there was a young man who called up and was talking to Black and Miss PD and was saying, don't let them tell you who you are. And I found that most powerful because to me, that young man gets it. You understand? So if you won't let them tell you who you are, then you cannot let them tell you what you can create. That includes limitations that are made, and we anxiously often self-impose them. And I am telling you to dash them away, burn them up, and do not be limited as to what you know you can create in that place where failure does not exist. Now, I, for the second time, am sharing this knowledge, and I so hope those of you who are listening intently to what I am saying, that you go and you sit somewhere quietly with the remedy, and then you create that what you choose, not want. I don't want for anything. Wanting seems like I don't have any control. I don't have any input. I choose my path. And sometimes we find ourselves in places. Again, I don't believe on coincidence. So for me, where I am at is where I'm supposed to be. At that time, navigating whatever part of the journey I'm supposed to be navigating, because this is it. This is the joy of this human experience. And I relish in it. Like I said, this is my favorite type of show. And I get people who send me messages and whatnot and say, Miss Cleo, why don't you always talk things about physical? Why don't you always talk about numerology or astronomy or astrology or rare? Because I like variety. Because we live in a space and place where there is much. And you all already know how I feel about specializing. This is something that I use like one would use a comb or a fork. How I live and navigate my journey is by that grand treasure map up there. I know it was not for decoration. It is there for us to utilize. And we have been dumbed down over the centuries and the eons, not to look to it, not to receive it as legitimate, not to receive it as informative. It has been mocked and disregarded, in particular, as I said, in this space, in this place, in the West. Not so everywhere else. So I want you to understand as well, when we look at 2013, and we have said it, a few of the brethren out there in the Twitterverse that I love, we have said it, we are living in historical times. You understand? 2013, I don't care how you slap it, flip it, rub it down, it was a historical year. It was a historical year. And I don't know how the history books will read 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now. Because, you know, history can be so often manipulated and massaged to leave out just the right thing or to include just the wrong thing or vice versa. But we are living in historical times. And that also relates to a 4-year. So as we are coming to the vibration where we have 2 more eclipses in this year. And before I get jumping on the eclipse train, let me just let you all know, call in lines will be open at 8:30. You can dial me up, ask a question. If you're a Virgo, hail me up, ask me something. No worries, no problems. Otherwise, we can just continue to enjoy the conversation. But hit me up at 347-826-9597. That's 347-826-9597. Or you can hit me up on Twitter. Sometimes I can't do 3 things at one time, you know. I can only do 1 thing at one time. Sometimes you all know I tickle myself. Here, let's talk about our eclipses. Eclipses are very significant. Understand that the impact of an eclipse can last for as long as a year. Some, depending how powerful they are, can be 2 years. So you often may have to wait that little window of time to watch things come to complete fruition. Patience, my dears. Patience seems to be a part of the game, no matter. So we have a... let's see. And you know, we had 8 solar flares. I'm sure this fatigue, whatever, if you're feeling a little bit off, if things are a little bit odd, remember that it does indeed have an impact on us. We have a numeral lunar eclipse, October 18th, October 19th. And this eclipse will give all of us, in particular, Libras, or anyone born in a 10-month, it will give you an opportunity to really take another visit to the decision that you are pondering, to the change that you are entertaining, and to taking personal ownership, personal responsibility for your past, your current situation, as well as your future. It is another window of opportunity to bring certain things to closure, to bring an ending. Perhaps you are in any number of situations where you feel you can't get out. It could be job, it could be relationship, it could be a lease on an apartment. You understand? It will be up to you to stop being victimized, any of us, and take our personal power back. And then take personal responsibility for the choices as well as the decisions. Do not beat yourself up. Do not rattle yourself about how you didn't get this right or didn't get that right. No time for that. No time at all. Put that down. Put it to the end. And still, I'm not saying that you must make the decision on the 18th or the 19th. No, 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 no. Because just 3 days later, Mercury will be going retrograde. And you all know how I feel about a Mercury retrograde. So I want you to spend time with self. Chat. If you do have someone close enough, again, that you trust, that really knows, has your best interest at heart, look for some additional advice as to the decision you may be entertaining All right? But be mindful. Be mindful, not indecisive, be mindful. And then the last eclipse of the year, and we will have no more until we reach spring again of 2014, April 25th to be exact. But in November, we will have a total solar eclipse. And we will be spending some time chatting about that. Total solar eclipses are very powerful, and they often take 2 years for things to come to fruition. It will be happening in Scorpio at a new moon, and it will be about additionally, again, stepping out of the comfort zone, taking the risk, opening one's self up to love, creativity, vibration, healing. I do not believe that it is coincidence that often the eclipses work like hand in glove, key and lock, because this eclipse happening when it is happening, the total solar eclipse, is like Uber. It is like, oh my goodness, I can't find a word dynamic enough to express to you the light that will be shared with us during this new moon, which is the dark of the moon, that will be shared with us if we open ourselves. And to all of my creative types, which is probably 90% of my listening audience, I want you all to get excited. Have a total solar eclipse party. Do something. Do some small ceremony that is personal to you about what you really are excited about creating in 2014. Because 2014, my dear, year of creativity. There's no time to get to 2014 and then say, oh, let me think about what I want to be creative about. I want you all to start working, planning, creating, and getting excited and celebrating that right now. All right? Because when we get to 2014, folks need to move out of the way if you are not trying to grow, because the growth will happen around you. And if you resist it, it may not feel so good. You may feel left out. And I don't want that to happen to anyone. You understand? Because times are becoming exciting. And so it's clear, what the hell are you talking about? They're talking about going to war or dropping some kind of bombs upon Syria. We're going to get to that. But I need for people to come to a place where the failure does not exist. Earlier today, I tweeted, collectively, let's send some peaceful, some tranquil, some giggling energy towards Putin and Obama during their meet and greet. Because we know tensions are high. That's real clear. Whatever part of the ball game this is. But some of what, and perhaps more than some of what is going on right now in the Northern Africa region, as well as the Middle East, Syria, Egypt, Libya, Tunisia, that as well can be related to the activity going on in the sky right now. Since Monday, it has been quite a busy universe. And we had the moon in Leo, which is our president's astrological sign. We had Mercury in Virgo, and I have to say it, I love my Virgos, but you all are not the best communicators. We had Mars in Leo. Mars is the planet of war as well as the planet of action. And we had Uranus in Aries and Scorpio in Saturn. That's a whole lot of powerful, stubborn energy moving through. And it is ripe, if I cannot tell you, it is a ripe environment universally for the kind of back and forth, juvenile, knock this chip off my shoulder, don't cross this line, that these politicians or heads of state are playing with the lives of everyday people. The Syrian people have done nothing to us. You understand? And certainly we say we are going in to protect them, whatever the case may be. I am praying for prevailing cooler minds as we move past this new moon and as things begin to soften just a bit in the universe. I am hoping, I am creating that we have not gone too far, that we will not have to spill the blood of anyone. Because here's the deal. If missiles just hit the targets that they were supposed to hit, perhaps I would feel differently. But missiles are much like bullets. And I don't care what kind of tracking device they have. There's shrapnel. There's all kinds of fallout. And my heart saddens for the Syrian people because I cannot imagine. I cannot imagine. And I pray that I never have to imagine. All of us should pray that we never have to imagine what that would feel like and what that would look like. Unfortunately, as things move forward, I think we will all see far too much of revolution. Again, historical times, my dears, historical times. So understand, even with the activity and the conversations going on right now, I am hoping that on this day, on this new moon day, on a 5-day, which is about love and creativity, that these leaders and heads of state can do a little bit better and come from a creative perspective as opposed to a destructive perspective. I think that would bode well for all of us. All right, my dears, I am going to take one quick break as my voice starts to wane on me. And as we go to the next few moments of some music here, and I do believe if you are on the air and you do want to ask a question, I have a few numbers up. You must press 1 so that I know that you want to come on the air. Otherwise, I'm going to leave you there and don't feel ignored, all right? Because I don't want to come bother you, because some people, they'll tune in and they don't want to be bothered. So I don't want to bother anyone, but we're going to start off this next set as I sip a little bit more of my coffee. We're going to start it off with my brethren once again, Black, the beat therapist, from his newest project, Ear Dumb Therapy. This is entitled Break of Dawn.
Thank you.
I'm going to tell you, man, that's one talented young brethren. I just be rocking. You know, sometimes I forget that I'm on the air. I want to pop my fingers. I want to chat while me I listen to the music, you know. And I have to gag myself because I forget that I'm on the air. Look here. I just want to quickly recap. Like my Virgos, go ahead, visit the website. Much of what I said today is there. Take it to heart. Find your courage, and I celebrate you. May all of you have beautiful, beautiful birthdays this month and many, many more to your future. Eh? And to all of my brethren out there who use that wonderful intergalactic map that we gaze up at every night, remember that we have 4 more months as we move ever closer to autumn, where we can begin to sow our seeds, eh? And we can start to clear away all of the chaff, and we can hold on to that what is dear, and then we get excited, happy, giggly, and we're going to move forward. No doubt, because what? We're creating in a place where failure exists. Try it. If you try it, I want you all to drop me an email, send me a text, hit me up on Facebook, all of the many, many ways. Go ahead, take a visit over to the website. Soon we will be putting up a comment page, so it's not even an issue for you to just drop by and say hello or share with me your manifestation success. I would love that because it only makes my heart sing when people take the knowledge and they share it and then they benefit from it. That is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Now, let me tell you something. In light of that, I'm going to lead by example, Connie, because we got all kinds of things jumping off here. Our conversations with Cleo in the month of September, in the month of October, and we're going to rattle some boxes. And you know what? I don't want anyone to say, well, Miss Cleo, it sure sounds like you have an awful lot of women guests on for the next couple of months. Your brethren, I don't know what to tell you, although they say we are coming in to our feminine time. And maybe I'm just a little bit ahead of the ball game, but we are coming into our feminine time, and it is so delicious and so outstanding to celebrate all of the queens out there that I have been so blessed to meet on my journey. Don't get me wrong, brethren, you all know I love you. Every last one of you, I love you to pieces. But right now, I'm talking about the sistering. So check it out. So exciting. I have got Miss PD, who is listening this evening. Hello, darling. I have got Miss PD and Danica Worthy, co-authors, two of the co-authors of the book, The Sisters Fight. They will be on next week, September the 12th, talking. We're just going to sit down and we're going to keep it 100. We're going to keep it actual, and it is going to be a absolutely thrilling conversation. If you have not had a chance yet to sit down and share and bask in the energy and the sunlight that are these two women, you are in for a treat. I'm getting a goosebump as I'm talking about it. You hear me? Now, remember, if you want to talk to me, you got to press the 1 and may have to see the little question mark. Otherwise, I'm not gonna do nothing, all right? So I don't want you to send me no email or no Twitter. Say, Miss Cleo, you're not saying nothing to me upon the ear. So please, by all means, tune in. They'll be live 7:30 p.m., you all know, and we'll get to having our conversation round about 7:45. And if that's not enough, then I have LaDonna at also aka LMB underscore poetry. LaDonna is coming on the show September 26th. And she will be on talking about her new book, her experiences. This is a very deep young woman. She is quite inspirational. I don't want to give up too much of her story and her background. If you don't know anything about her, please, by all means, you will be uplifted, you will be inspired, and you will be joyful. And you might just get up and go create something in the moment after we've spent some time with her. Also, I'm going to have @SoulSister101, Valencia, will be joining me. Also, Lady P, my girl, have her handles. She is going to be joining me as my co-host. She left a most wonderful review on Amazon.com and is a part of my Twitterverse family. And she and her baby girl, we share a calendar month together. We are Leos. And so she's going to be coming on and talking to us about all of the fabulous things that she's doing. We're going to have some sister girl talk. Just really, really enjoy ourselves as we are moving through the complete vibration. And then, okay, and that is, and Valencia will be on in October, and I don't have that date right in front of me, so she'll be coming on in October, and then I will be on the Morning Cook-Up Show on September the 11th with Mr. HD and the Office Boys in New York. I am so grateful for the invitation. When I tell you, a serious, serious set of brethren doing some amazing things, boy. Let me tell you something. It is a beautiful thing when you see people come together collectively to achieve greatness. And so I'm sending out love to all of my brethren at the Morning Cook-Up Show, at Smith's the Kids, at Smith's the Money Kids. No money, kid. Don't be upset with me, brethren. I gotta get it right. I just getting excited. I'm getting excited about coming on the show. I have been watching them move about the cyberspace universe and the Twitterverse. And let me tell you something. These are some supportive cats. They seem like they bring their creativity, their intelligence, their unity together. Also, giving up mad love to Black and Six Man Radio, as well as Black and PD, Miss PD, and all of the family members of Six Man Radio. I have nothing but mad respect for each and every one of you, and I know that it is a greater collective. I look forward to, at some point, being able to sit down with many of these individuals, whether it's via phone or in person. We're still lobbying to get Black and Miss PD down here, and we are going to achieve that. You know why? Because I am going to create it in a place where failure does not exist. You watch. So they'll be down here sometime when it's winter. You know what I'm saying? When they want to get away. Because right now, I am sweating like somebody poured a bucket of water on my head. Because I'm so excited about everything that I'm talking about. We also have some other individuals we have reached out to. We're hoping to hear back from them soon. Heather Carlini at the Carlini Institute. Hopefully, will be coming on to really give us some intense insight into the solar flare activity and how that will relate to us on more than just some of the obvious levels. And then a dear friend of mine who is also an amazing therapist, she will be coming on to discuss her specialty, her area of expertise, which is helping and navigating for those individuals who have decided she helps individuals who are going through the transgender process. I am very cautious to be sensitive. I don't want to be insensitive because I have to tell you, I had different ideas as little as 7-8 years ago. And after knowing her and meeting her and having an opportunity to step back out of my judgmental place and really open myself up to what these individuals may be going through and understanding from a completely different perspective. And so I think that that is going to be brilliant. My boss is on the line. He's got a question mark. Y'all know he don't like to talk, so it must be something. Yes, boss man, what's happening?
I just wanted to say I hope that you're going to please share with everyone where we're going to be able to see you live soon, possibly.
You just need to be patient. That's what's wrong. You need to be patient.
He's
worried. He's doing his job. He's doing his job. But I'm up on it. I still have 11 minutes and 16, 14, 13 seconds left, boss. But now
okay, good. Before I just want to also give love to Black. I wanted to make sure we give additional love to Black. Black, those tracks. Man, I envision myself back in California on Crenshaw Boulevard sitting in a Lolo for real. Oh, man. Wow. He is bad.
I'm telling you, boy, he's a bad mother. Shut your mouth, you know.
So I just wanted to make sure I came on to give Black some love. I'm absolutely excited about Miss PD and Danaka coming on next week and talking about the sisters fight. I'm excited about that interview. So this is going to be awesome. So I just wanted to give some love, and I'm done. Bye.
He sneaks in, and then he runs away. That's so funny. I love him. I hope. So he created it in a place where failure does not exist. But I did want to take, as well as, that's right, I talked about the Morning Cook-Off Show. But here's the deal. I am also going to be live. Person 3D on the stage at Osceola Street Cafe on September 23rd. It is a Monday. The evening begins at 8 p.m. And I am looking forward to seeing as many of my locals can come out to the area. Come on out, join us. It is going to be one wicked, delicious, good time. It is their Monday night open mic. It is a delicious vibration. I have it on good authority. So I am so looking forward to being in the Stewart area at the Osceola Street Cafe. Go ahead and hit us up at conversationswithcleo.com. It's on the first page, address, contact information, everything that you will need. And I will be performing a few tracks from Full Moon Madness and then maybe one or two that you haven't heard. So if you come out, you're going to get to hear something special. Eh? And then last but certainly not least, you all know that we have been working on raising money for a Passion for Pause. We have been working with Ava Rhodes, the executive director, and we did a kind of a follow along with a camera and spent some time with her on some of the wonderful, wonderful dogs and cats that she works so hard to support. We're going to be going back out again in another week or so and go with her on a drive along to visit some of the clients that benefit from Passion for Pause services. And it's really going to be, this whole process has been so amazing. One, you all know how much I love canines and felines. You know, I have enough respect for them beyond being domesticated and being a pet. I personally am Cece's pet. She's the one that has me trained. but I, and you all know that I don't believe they come from here. I believe they come from somewhere else. So it is my honor and my joy to celebrate my Dundun, my mom, in this way. So we will have a video up on conversationswithcleo.com tomorrow. Go ahead and click on the link, 2013 Dundun Award, and you will be able to see some wonderful pictures, hear the story of how we heard about Passion for Pause and how the Dundun Award came about. And we'll have a link to the first business that we helped back in 2009. And so we're just really excited about this. The fundraiser date has been set, so save the date if you are a local. It will be November 14th, 2013. Stay posted as the details will become available to you. And we will be spending some time well before the event to talk, and we will have Ava Rhodes on to just kind of chime in and share her story. And so those of you who have already supported Passion for Pause, Thank you. Thank you so very much. Those of you who have not had a chance to just yet, I understand. No judgment. 25 cents helps. There is no shame in the game. Every little bit helps, my dear. So whatever you can do, share the knowledge. And if you don't have any money to do, take some ideas from what Ava Rhodes, someone in the community who decided that she wanted to do something to help. Her neighbors, cats, dogs, puppies, kittens. It is a special person that can do what she does. And I am enamored, I am inspired, and I am grateful. And I am grateful for all of the amazing dogs, for me personally, as well as the cats of family members who have crossed through my journey and have showed me what unconditional love actually looks like. And that fact alone is something that keeps me motivated and keeps me uplifted, because at the end of a long day, if I can't make it out to the veranda yet, I sure can wrap my arms around my cafe con leche, my little CC, and it seems to make it all better. All right, my dears, we are going to close out this evening, and this is out to my brothers, because I know I was spending a lot of time talking about the ladies, and earlier today there was a Twitter fest in our little part of the Twitterverse. It was me and a whole bunch of hardheads who I appreciate and love, but they were talking about the heat, and I quickly and so gently pointed out, until they know what a hot flash is, they don't know what heat is. And that was not to take away anything from you all. So this is from me to all of you that's out at Smith's the Money Kid, that's out at Charles in Charge, LDC Management, at my favorite brethren, the Beat Therapist, Black District, and to It's EJ Baby, who is celebrating Rosh Hashanah. So Shana Nova to you, my dear. And he's Caribbean. He made some great jokes today. But this is love out to all of you. My dears, have a safe weekend. I love you. Peace.
Is my king, is my one. Yes, he's my father, yes, he's my son. I can talk to him, cause he understands everything I go through and everything I am. My support system, I can't live without him. The best thing since sliced bread is his kiss, his hug, his lips, his touch. And I just want the whole world to know about my life. Brother, I love you, and I'll never try to hurt you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever, true, cause you're my black brother, strong brother, and there is no one above you.
Thank you. I want you.